On his son Corin's 30th birthday, Johnny McKinnon awoke feeling like a jackhammer was having its way with his head. His wife Pauline would expect him to make the long-distance call to Glasgow to apologize for the breach between father and son. But Johnny was finished with Corin's lies, the stealing, the drugs. He and Pauline had depleted their retirement savings on treatment programs that hadn't worked. Now they were facing an OSHA inquiry at their ice manufacturing plant in Jacksonville, in danger of losing Pauline's inheritance and the business they'd been operating for 25 years. By the time Johnny crossed the Intracoastal for the factory, he was nauseated. An hour later, he was out cold on the ice house floor. Within minutes, he was being shunted through an MRI machine, and when they finally sat down with the neurologist, Pauline was imagining a very grim future. The tumor was benign, and it would be 2 weeks before surgery could be scheduled. Johnny was told to take it easy, stay home, and relax. No driving. The burden of the upcoming hearing and running the day-to-day business fell to Pauline, who was already grappling with Johnny's surgery and the specter of middle age creeping up. Johnny, with too much time on his hands, contacted his former wife Sharon in Scotland and discovered that not only was Corin holding a job and off the drugs, but he was a single father with a little girl named Lucy to take care of. Convinced that he needs to make it up with his son before he goes under the knife, Johnny hires Shamal, the delightfully irreverent, supposedly troubled teenage stepson of his neighbor, as a driver and companion. His rapport with Shamal is as immediate as it is surprising, and before Pauline can curb her fury and worry, Shamal and Johnny are flying to Glasgow. With a wisdom beyond her years, Laura Lee Smith delves into the messiness of our lives, creating families estranged, both emotionally and physically, fearful of aging and illness, longing, loving, and forgiving. She shows just how much courage it often takes to put one foot in front of the other each day. And yes, much like Richard Russo, Smith truly loves her characters. She recognizes their flaws, forgives them often, and thus, so do we. This big fat family saga is deeply satisfying from beginning to end.